Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Thomas Watson here again. I'd like to welcome all you folks in this morning to this Thursday's edition of the Clay County Corner. We're coming to you live and in living color on your radio here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, right here on the square in the historic Clay County Courthouse. And if you hear a little traffic going by every once in a while, you know we've got a little life going on here in the town. And every once in a while, we're close enough that the emergency vehicles have to make a run, we get to hear all that. But we'd like to welcome you in, as I said a moment ago, and we've got a good show lined up this morning, and got a couple of local announcements to make. Try to straighten out our mess we made last week on Moonshine Days. As far as we know now, it is Labor Day weekend, and of course they've got all kinds of things. It is the Clay County Moonshine Days on the square here in Salina. And it will begin, I believe, on a Thursday night. They've got a Miss Purdy Beauty Contest. And it'll wrap up on Sunday with a number of events on Sunday. And then, of course, one of the highlights of Moonshine Days is the Outhouse Race. And it'll be taking place on Saturday. And also this weekend here on the square on Saturday, we've got the Cumberland Run Cruise-In Car Show. We'll begin that about 4 in the afternoon Saturday, and the weatherman says there's a zero chance of precipitation this weekend, and it's going to be sunny and maybe up about 70, 72 degrees, so it's going to be a perfect weekend to get your old cars or your motorcycles or your lifted trucks or your tractors or just anything you can drive in here. Come down, park on the square, and enjoy about a couple, three or four hours with us here on the square. We'll have music being played, got some door prizes we'll give away, just a whole bunch of stuff going on. And I think the antique shops around the square, part of them will be open. Gone Country, I believe Devin's planning on being open, so we'll have food, entertainment, and come look at antique, classic cars, and then go antique shopping if you'd like. And, of course, all summer long, we've got a bunch of stuff going on here around the square. We, of course, got our 9/11 celebration that comes up, which has always been a big deal here since we started a few years ago. We kind of have a little cruise-in car show for the emergency fire department. They bring out a bunch of their equipment, park their trucks here around the square. People come by and get up and set in the truck, get their pictures made, have a nice celebration commemorating all the work that they do for us throughout the year. And also, we've got, of course, homecoming days coming last July, 1st of August, down about that time. Got a chili cook-off. We just got stuff going on all summer here around the square, and we'd like to, of course, invite you out and to come down and join us here at Salina. And also, I want to remind everyone, while I've got that on the mind, that right now we've got our first primary election in Clay County coming up here. I believe that's next week. And this is the first time we've held a primary. And we don't have any local candidates running in the primaries, but we do get a chance to vote for our region-wide candidates for judges and some of those folks that we haven't been able to vote for in the past. So we need to remind all the citizens to come out and take advantage of the first primary we've held here in Clay County. And let's see, also this weekend, Friday and Saturday, we've got the first annual Bobby Massengill Memorial Catfish Classic, which will be taking place out of Horse Creek Dock. And after that's over with, and I believe I talked to Mitch this morning, and he said that they start cooking fish. That they're going to cook all these fish they catch for this, and so everyone's going to be a prize winner in this one. There is a $20 entry fee for to enter that, and that benefits the E-52 fire department, and so I want to remind everyone to show up for that. And let's see, going on down through here, we have got the a dual event where two volunteer fire departments are having a fundraiser. This is Saturday, June 7th, 5 p.m. at the Clay County Community Center. That's the Baptist Ridge Volunteer Fire Department and the East 52 Volunteer Fire Department. And they've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. They'll be raffling off a bunch of stuff. They've got a quilt, pocket knife. Look like they've got maybe a rifle to give away. They're going to be serving food. Got a cakewalk. Just got all kinds of stuff going on down there that night. And we'd like to invite everyone out for that. And also, I believe, let me look over here and see if I can read this one. We've got the beauty pageant and the fair beginning here in Solana in June 10 through 14, looks like. So that's coming up. We'll have a bunch more information on that. And I'd like to do a couple of, just kind of a special shout-out this morning. I want to say hello to Joe Donald Bailey this morning. Look, I think he and Jimmy Westmoreland are pretty well in charge of the Clay County Community Center now, so we'd say a shout-out to them. And I want to also say a shout-out to the boys that gather in out in Meadows Garage in the morning and let them know that Red Hill and Smith are all right. They've just gone up to Kentucky to take Red Hill's pontoon. They'll be back after a while. And also wind up with, we've got the annual Tri-County meeting tonight, so everyone needs to get out for that. I think they're giving away a pickup truck, iPads, computer stuff. I don't know whether they're giving away any T-shirts or not, but that's always a big celebration. So I want to remind everyone to get out to that little activity tonight. So that kind of catches us up on what's going on around here. So we'll take a little short break, a commercial break, and we'll be back with our first two guests just in a moment.
The Upper Cumberland General Store is what a country store used to be like and what a country store should be. Local handcrafted items, antiques, Disney items, American moonshine items, household goods, live survival foods, snacks, discount groceries, and a whole lot more. Shop Upper Cumberland General Store and save. Up to 90% off regular retail prices. You need to see it to believe it. Visit Upper Cumberland General Store, open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, at 101 Doctors Drive in Solana, Tennessee. Or you can call them at 931-243-3350. That's 931-243-3350 for Upper Cumberland General Store. Here to serve you right behind the DQ.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Solana Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Solana Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paint experience at Solana Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Since 1776, countless men and women have given their lives in service to their country and their fellow citizens. Memorial Day is set aside to honor those gallant heroes and praise them for their sacrifice. This Memorial Day, pause for a few moments and offer thanks to those who have given so much for the freedoms we have today. This message is brought to you by the wartime veterans of the American Legion and this station.
Back on. All right. We're, as I said, under my breath, we're back on. We're back here live at the courthouse. I have got Richard and Harold here with me this morning. You guys want to start it off as a real old-time radio show and maybe do the Abbott Costello thing on who's on first, or...
We can do that, but we're going to bore somebody.
Okay. No, they have got some real important stuff they want to talk about this morning, some activities that we've had going on here in the county, and also some things coming up. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
First thing I think we can kick off is let's talk about the Memorial Day celebration that's been going on for the past few years. Well, the previous group that has put this together has come to the American Legion and said that they wanted to get out of this and pass it over to us. So between the American Legion Post 18 here in Salina and Unit 18 American Legion Auxiliary, we got together and pretty much said, we're going to take it over. We think it's an important community program that's going to honor the Clay County veterans. We want to continue this in some fashion. Now, we got this kind of late in the game. We're hitting the bricks running, and we're still putting a lot of the pieces together. There's not a lot of concrete information I can give you today as far as the speakers, some of the events that we're going to have, but it's going to be pretty much paralleled with what we had in the past. We may have a few different changes. Again, we're going to basically use the idea of all the deceased Clay County veterans, all the crosses that are going to be displayed on the square. As a matter of fact, we're going to put the crosses out on the 16th of May, and they're going to be there until the 27th. It's going to give people ample time to come through and see everything, and they're all going to be on the square again so they don't have to go out into the street into a hazardous condition.
Yeah, I think that's great having them here on the square because, you know, people can get out, park, and walk around and look and see everything without endangering themselves. And also with all the big trucks don't blow these things over like they did when you had them going out across the bridge.
It was a beautiful look coming over the bridge, but it was taking its toll. People were walking out there, and it was kind of dangerous. And also the vibration and force of the truck was knocking the crosses over, and we were building crosses left and right just trying to replace them. But we've got actually 929 names of deceased Clay County veterans on these crosses. That amounts to about 465 total crosses, being that the names are on both sides. And I think people are going to enjoy. If we have good weather, it's going to be even nicer, but I think they'll be able to enjoy at their leisure looking at these crosses. We're going to try to have a nice program to benefit the whole county. And, again, the intent is to honor all Clay County veterans.
You know, Richard, I know a lot of places they would arrange these things by some type of method, but I don't think you guys have got that in mind, but I think it's something you may not even thought of, but if they're not arranged in any way, basically, you know, you're going to come by and look at a lot of names that you aren't familiar with that, you know, you walk by and you'll say, well, hey, you know, I remember his son. I know his grandson, her grand. These type of things. I think that is a great thing about this is you can't just walk out here and find the exact one you're looking for right off the bat necessarily. But you've got to get out and look around, and I think that's part of the gets people to look at all of these things.
I heard that comment by a number of locals, and they said, I don't remember that individual, but now that I think about it, I do. And then they can turn around on the other side and say, oh, that was from, I remember that was a relative of mine up in Tea Ridge, and I had not thought about that person in years. So it's a good remembrance time. And the thing is, too, that I guess I've mentioned this before, but we initially, about 5 years back, when we actually brought the post back together, thought about placing American flags on Memorial Day on all the veterans' grave sites in Clay County. Well, when we did more research, finding out how many there were, I think there were over 300 separate grave sites, and some of them were like maybe a half mile through the weeds. And who's going to be able to actually view these and appreciate that? This way, everybody easily can take a look at all the names at one time.
You know, and I think if anyone really is interested in finding the actual gravesite, I think there is a cemetery's log here for Clay County, and I know the veterans are marked in there, and I think the thing has directions on how to get there, even, you know, how many fences you have to cross, how many creeks you have to, whatever, to walk across to get to them. But that information is there if they actually want to, you know, find the name here and then, you know, look them up and go find an actual gravesite if they'd really like to.
You're right. As a matter of fact, that's the item that we actually used when we first started off. We used that information to find the grave sites, and actually in a database we have that information together. So if we have additional information, what we do is kind of monitor the obituaries every year to keep up to date, but a lot of times what we do is find people that come to us and say, I think you've forgotten my, and we'll take the information. Now again, to be able to qualify for a cross, you've got five basic elements. You have to be a Clay County veteran, buried in Clay County, a Clay County veteran that has died in combat and buried in a foreign country, a Clay County veteran that's buried in any national cemetery, a Clay County veteran that the remains have been cremated, and any Clay County veteran in post 18.
And what is a Clay County veteran? Well, what is, I mean, the actual definition of a veteran? I think maybe we talked about it a few minutes last week, but
basically, a Clay County veteran is, in a case like Howard and myself, we've been in active duty. Howard has been in the Marines for
3 years?
How many? Seven.
7 years. I've been in the Army for 3 active years, and I was in the inactive reserve for 7 more, and then I was in the Minnesota National Guard for 10. Actually, that was just our background. Any veteran that's seen active duty at least one day would qualify for the American Legion. You've got a number of veterans in the National Guard, in the Reserve, that sometimes they don't think they qualify. Well, if they've served on any active duty time, and most have, they are. They're a veteran.
Okay, let's take a little short break. Right? This may be a pretty good break spot. We'll take a little time for a message from one of our sponsors, and then we'll be back, and we'll continue on with this. And I know we've got some other information that we're going to delve into, but we'll be back just in a moment.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need, and it's here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina, or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator-Made trailers. Gator-Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator-Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator-Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
On the third Saturday of May each year, we celebrate Armed Forces Day. Although we honor the contributions and sacrifices of our men and women in uniform throughout the year, this is a special day to truly recognize all that we owe to those who serve. Please join with the members of the American Legion in thanking our fellow veterans currently serving in the armed forces. It's because of their service that America remains the greatest nation on earth. Brought to you by the wartime veterans of the American Legion and this station.
Welcome back, everyone. Thomas Watson here. I've got, like I said, Richard and Harriet here with me, and we've been talking about the Memorial Weekend celebration and some of the new things that are going on. And we were just right in the middle of all that, and I think Richard was doing most of the talking, so we'll kick it back to him for a few. We'll get Harriet cranked up here in a minute, but Richard, if you would, continue.
Okay, the other thing I think we ought to bring out, too, during the celebration, even though we haven't got everything buttoned up, we will have a poppy distribution on the Saturday, the 17th. And, of course, this intent would be to honor all our fallen soldiers, and the proceeds will go back into a veterans fund. And actually, disabled veterans make these poppies, and we buy the poppies from that group. And what we do is, in turn, we make a few bucks off that, but in turn, spend at least 10% of the take back to the disabled veterans. And before, too, we were talking about what qualifies as a veteran. The other thing I should mention, too, is to join any military function, such as VFW or American Legion. I failed to say that you definitely have to be a honorably discharged individual. You have to have a good record.
I think everyone kind of assumes that.
It's an assumption, but sometimes you always find somebody that decides that they like to try to get into a unit, and they're less than honorably discharged, and we just can't do that.
That's the way it is, isn't it?
Right. There's certain criteria that we have to follow.
You must honorably serve your country. Richard, I know we're also going to remind folks that I think you kind of touched on it just briefly there a moment ago, but if they do have a relative that they think has been omitted, and that does happen, because, like I said, there's a tremendous number of names here, a tremendous number of cemeteries that were involved, a lot of people. And also, I think you want to thank someone that maybe that's not with us anymore that kind of put a lot of this stuff together.
Mr. Willard, well, he did a lot. He kicked this off originally and got a database going. And we use some of that information to build on our program. But, yes, very much so. If during the event, if someone says that we've missed a cross, please come and see me or Howard or just about anybody that's in the American Legion that's there. And basically what we need to know is the name, the branch of service, the era that they had served under, and if they're buried within Clay County, we want to know what cemetery that's at, because we include that information on the database.
Right offhand, do you know the earliest soldier who served from Clay County that you have documented?
Revolutionary War, and I can actually, I've got a list, I can go back and take a look at it. Hold on just a second. I remember when I was going through the list just the other day, I was, we had a couple from the Spanish-American War, a couple from the War of 1812, and again, the individual I was talking about was in the Revolutionary War, and I will find it very soon. His name is James McColgan, McColgan. Now, some of the information we've got is not completely accurate. We have a number of names, and we're going to hope to have a listing that people can take a look at. And even on some of the crosses, we may have a name, we may have the era served, but we don't know the branch of service. Or we have a name with a branch of service, don't know the era. If somebody that knows the individual, maybe a member of the family or friend, can give us some additional information, we would love to have that so we can complete the information on the cross.
We know here in Clay County, and I know all over the South, information about things like this was part of our oral history, And, you know, here in the South for a long time, and I'm not sure, I've never lived outside the South, and I know we had all these tight-knit clans that passed down stories of great-grandpa and great-great-grandpa and that type of thing. But, you know, over the years, those families have dwindled out. I mean, they have passed away. There maybe not any of them left. And, you know, all of that information, all that oral history that we had passed around, that you and I, we heard our grandparents tell. You know, if we don't get that in a database somewhere or another, it's going to go away. And I know that's something that the oral history of, you know, I mean, we all knew about Uncle Herman, who served in World War II, that type of thing. But, you know, we didn't write those things down. We just, you know, kind of passed it on. But, you know, if we don't get it written down now and get it in some kind of database somewhere and get it digitized, it is going to be lost.
That's a very good point, because I even had a conversation with Winton Young yesterday regarding his father, Posey. And he had mentioned to me at the time he was the very first individual that was drafted from Tennessee in the Korean War. And he said there used to be an article that he had available at home. He says he can't find it anymore. And I told him, if you can find it, get it and safeguard it, because that's very useful information. That's valuable. That's part of our culture here in Clay County. And it's very important. We need to carry that tradition on.
You know, I know what, like I've said before, for a number of years, I worked around Cedar Hill Boat Dock, and we had a number of elderly gentlemen there that served as guides out of Cedar Hill Boat Dock. I know Mr. Spivey especially, that they were young men when that lake was impounded, and they knew every inch on it. And they had all these stories. And I'm, you know, now I think, you know, why didn't I get the VCR out that had the little portable camera? Why didn't we go out and go fishing one day and just listen to him tell the stories about what happened here before the lake was impounded, who lived here? And, you know, we let a lot of that get away from us.
I think that's a natural thing. I know growing up, I can remember some of the old-timers that I would listen to intently. And I was fixated on some of the stories they would tell. I never thought about the day that they would eventually pass. And unless I had some kind of record, it was gone. All I had was my memory.
But, you know, I think, like I said, this Memorial Day thing, from the beginning of this, I think it's one of the finest activities that we have going on here in Clay County. Like I said, not only for the remembrance of those folks that a lot of whom made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, but also those that, you know, that came back home and quietly passed away and were buried and were forgotten about for a number of years for the service they gave their country. And I think, you know, bringing this back to light is a tremendous service here to the county.
Thank you very much. We feel that it's an important function, and we want to continue it and maybe make this even better every year. And we're willing to take any kind of a comment. And if we're doing something wrong, we want to be told about it. And if we can improve on it in any way, we're open. We're open to suggestions. I can't say this is going to be a guarantee, but what we're trying to do is post something that's going to be in writing that someone can actually take a look at the list of the people that we've got on the crosses. That'll help them identify the names that are there and the accuracy. And on that, we intend to put our names and telephone numbers. If we can't be reached personally at that time, they can call us, give us the information.
Okay. Guys, we're going to have to take another little short break here, and we'll be back just in a minute, and we're going to continue on. I know you've got some other things here you want to talk about, and we're going to let Howard talk here in a few minutes. What do you think?
I guess I've been monopolizing. I think we should.
Okay, we'll be back just in a moment.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapy. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139 Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back, everyone. We're sitting here in the courthouse in Solana on this beautiful, beautiful spring morning. The sun's shining out here. There's a gentle breeze going through the leaves, not like it was the other night. There's a little bit more than gentle the other night, I think, when we had a little thunder and lightning that came through. But I've got Richard and Harrod here, and they're going to do just a little bit of a wrap-up on what we've been talking about. And then Harrod's got some things he wants to announce and talk about. And we may wander off on something else here for a minute or two. But fellas, if you want to do a little wrap-up here for us, I think maybe you've got a couple more comments you'd like to throw out. And if you would, please.
Sure. This is about veterans, American Legion, and the auxiliary are trying to do everything they can for the veterans that we have in the area that are alive. But also we want to honor the deceased Clay County veterans. At the same time, there are 678 veterans that are alive in Clay County. Now, we could use a little bit of help on the American Legion Post 18. So if anybody that sees us during the Memorial Day celebration wants to come up and join, feel free. We'll take any help we can.
Okay. Harrod, anything you want to add to this? You've just been kind of sitting here soaking all this in.
We discuss all this ahead of time, so we pretty much agree on all of it. We're very, very proud of our post. We're very, very proud of the county, so we're doing everything we can to promote the military presence here, the veterans presence here, whatever is necessary, we'll try to cover it. And all I can say is we're proud of our operation here. We're proud of the county.
And we're most grateful for the work that the American Legion is doing. And, you know, when we get something good started, and it's great to make sure that it keeps happening. But I know now, Harrod, you've got something you want to talk about. I guess that some of you older folks are really interested in.
I'd like to talk about our three-star retiree committee sponsoring another elder care meeting for Clay County. And we're trying to set it up. Whatever date they have available will be announced. It will be published in the paper. But this is to be held at the Senior Center. And we have the approval of Miss Betty Pettigo and also the support and health of the Mayor Reagan. The options we have there are two different sets of speakers. We have the elder law practice out of Hendersonville, Timothy Takas. And the second thing is Ben Kilgore from Cookville. Now, he is also aging services with his assistant, attorney Mary Farron. That's a long-term care and ombudsman for anyone who wants to talk to her. But basically, what they should cover is any long-term care needed, or it's home care, nursing home, assisted living, hospital, extended care, such anything that pertains to paying for these services, as well as the legal aspects which will be involved. They cover how to get help with the cost, what's available, what you qualify for, the process you have to go through. They also cover wills, power of attorneys, and this sort of thing. All this is to help the elder, as well as the young, actually, looking out for their elder parents or siblings, protect your estate, your loved ones are taken care of properly. So what we're asking for is at least a one-hour presentation and possibly 1 hour for questions and answers. Now, when this day is established finally, and it's up to our presentation from the speakers of when we can have it established, we will publish this in the newspaper, and we'll try to get it back on the radio show. So the very important information for every person that should know this, young and old, because we're all facing it. There's no way we can get out of it, and we're all going to be facing costs, these problems, and later in our life. Information we have is available. Chamber, also my personal phone number. If you want to call me, I'll give you whatever information we have, 243-6404. But this is for anyone in Clay County or someone you even know out of Clay County. We don't care. This is trying to present the information for the seniors in our Clay County, and this is what we're trying to do, is take care of our own seniors.
I mean, I know this is, of course, we are, I guess, an aging county now. I'm not sure what the percentage is, but I know we have quite a few retirees here. We have a lot of citizens that are now retired. And, you know, most of us, when we were young, we got that first paycheck. We didn't start thinking then about the last paycheck we were going to get. And, you know, I think, of course, I think today's younger generation, a lot of them have been exposed to this information now, and a lot of them do. They start thinking about that last paycheck when they get the first one. And, you know, prepare for it between the two. And I think that's something that we all need to be made aware of. I know a number of us somewhere along the line are going to need assisted living help probably. I think I've read somewhere or another that a lot of us can expect maybe some time to spend as much as from 2 to 3 years in an assisted living facility when we do reach up into retirement years. And this can be fairly expensive.
It's very expensive, Tom. There's a lot of agencies and supports available, but a lot of the problem is people don't know about it. They have no access to it. So this is one reason we're trying to sponsor this seminar again. And again, all elder or young, we don't care in the county, would like to come and be involved in this would be great. Because the more you know about it, the easier it is to prepare and look forward to this.
You know, I think that this is very, very important because probably there's nothing that fear mongers use more than this fear of old age and no one to take care of you and someone's going to take everything that you've got and going to, you know, just leave. Just everything's going to be gone all at once. And this is a preventive measure to take care of this type of thing.
That's exactly right. And it is expensive, but there's ways to help deal with it. But you have to look for this and kind of prepare for this. Otherwise, the occasion arises and there's no preparation, and then everyone is all upset and in a dither.
Well, you know, hopefully we can, when we get these dates all set, that we can, you know, get a bunch of people to come out and get a bunch of questions and then get a bunch of good answers. Look like, you know, there's a staff there that's going to be sitting there that can give some good, straightforward answers and, you know, help everyone prepare for this day.
Very good, Tom. I appreciate it. Again, everyone's welcome. We're planning on having it at the Senior Center, so there'll be plenty of room. Everyone come by and take advantage of this situation that we're trying to present to the county. Thank you very much.
Okay, and I think there was another thing you guys want to talk about, an event we had back that you want to brag about, not necessarily brag about, but kind of gloat a little bit how great it was and what, and that was
the Rural Area Medical Clinic. And again, this is Clay County. First of all, I'd like to kind of read a little letter from Richard Boswell, who is our host committee chair. We had a very good turnout. We had 520 people that was registered and actually serviced at this process. But Mr. Boswell wrote a thank you letter, and of course, it says host committee for the Clay County Remote Area Medical Clinic wants to say a big thank you for making our first RAM clinic a huge success. We enjoyed meeting each week and certainly appreciate your time taken out of your schedule to come to Salina and volunteer for this wonderful event. We thought we knew the needs of our area, but were overwhelmed with the sheer number of individuals seeking and needing the care provided at this RAM event. We were further surprised by the distance that many of you traveled to be part of this event. Your compassion and professionalism were amazing. And we also hope to host another community event in the future. Well, this is a way that I think has surprised everyone because no one knew what this process would be, how it would be accepted. Actually, we signed up 574 patients. And again, they were all not Clay County. Everyone's accepted, no questions asked. have some of the information as far as a recap of the patient care, which I'd like to give just a little bit of information here so everyone would understand what was really given to this county. I think we all have a lot to be thankful for. People that came and took advantage of this had no insurance. A lot of them had very little insurance or didn't pay for a lot of these processes. Medicine, dentistry, and optical. Our largest groups treated were the optical and dental. But 85 patients on dentistry, we had 421 patients. Or glasses, we had actually eyeglasses were prepared and given to the people that came in, 165 pairs. They also take care of glasses on prescription glasses that had to be, glasses had to be made and filled and returned to the patients. It was another 256 pair. And all this total out of 495 forms actually returned, 587 people, procedures given, was valued at $174,491.
That's tremendous. Tremendous.
This is the information that was given back to us from the organization coming out of Knoxville. The RAND project itself, the location, the home office is Knoxville, Tennessee. This has to be one of the most heartfelt situations I've ever worked in. And I think it's a very, very good organization. They're well funded. It is 100% non-supported by the government. It's supported all by individuals as well as individual donations and corporation stuff. Zero interest or input from the government. I think that the next project we have coming up is one for Scott County, which is Huntsville, Tennessee, 621-622. The second one is Maury County in Columbia, July the 26th, July 27th. And again, to take advantage of this service, there's no questions asked. There's no background that be given or anything like that. It is 100% free. There's $0 spent by the county, $0 spent by the patients that come in to take advantage of this.
Well, fellas, I mean, everyone involved with this is to be highly commended. I know it was a great service to the county. And then what we finished up just a moment ago, the Memorial Day weekend celebration. We've got a lot in Clay County to be proud of. And looks like we got a lot of people that want to keep adding to the things that we have in Clay County. And we appreciate the work that you guys do, the work of the three-star organization. And it's been a pleasure having you here with us this morning. And, of course, we are welcome back at any time to come down and sit with us, and we'll talk again.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate your time for giving to us.
All right. We'll now take a little short break, and we'll be back with a couple of more guests here in a minute. But right now we need to earn a little bit of money for the radio station so we can stay on there. They do charge us for this thing. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
The Upper Cumberland General Store is what a country store used to be like and what a country store should be. Local handcrafted items, antiques, Disney items, American moonshine items, household goods, line survival foods, snacks, discount groceries, and a whole lot more. Shop Upper Cumberland General Store and save. Up to 90% off regular retail prices. You need to see it to believe it. Visit Upper Cumberland General Store, open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday at 101 Doctors Drive in Solana, Tennessee. Or you can call them at 931-243-3350. That's 931-243-3350 for Upper Cumberland General Store. Here to serve you right behind the DQ.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paint experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Since 1776, countless men and women have given their lives in service to their country and their fellow citizens. Memorial Day is set aside to honor those gallant heroes and praise them for their sacrifice. This Memorial Day, pause for a few moments and offer thanks to those who have given so much for the freedoms we have today. This message is brought to you by the wartime veterans of the American Legion and this station.
Welcome back, everyone. I've got a couple more guests here with me this morning. I've got Ms. Tracy Hackett, Mr. Dean Walden, and they're going to talk about some events they've got going on, and we'll let them get started. I know one of them is kind of dependent upon the weather a little bit, and one of them has to do with, I guess, a pretty fun subject for most everyone, eating chocolate. If you would, ladies.
Okay, thank you. We just want to talk a little bit about the Chocolate Fest that's coming up on May the 9th, the Friday before Mother's Day. The FCE sponsors that every year. It's an annual event. It will be at the community center. And you could buy all the chocolate you could eat for $5. Isn't that a bargain?
Well, do you have anyone there to offer us emergency assistance for anyone that ODs on all this chocolate?
Well, I'm sure we'll have some nurses there. So this is our fundraiser for Relay for Life. So all the money goes to Relay for Life, and we usually make from $500 to $700 in this one day.
Okay, now I've been down there before, and if I walk around the room, what am I probably going to see there in the room that morning?
Well, you're going to see tables and tables full of chocolate.
And in what form are they going to? Is this chocolate going to bake?
It's cookies, candy, just everything imaginable.
Cakes, brownies,
fudge, all kinds of good fudge. Old-fashioned fudge.
Oh, yes.
Got any with black walnuts in it?
Oh, yes.
That's the best kind.
We'll have black walnuts, pecans, and the other kinds of walnuts. And we'll probably have a few things that are not chocolate because, you know, sometimes you run across somebody that would rather have something else. We usually have some fried pies. And most of the time you can buy a whole cake or a whole pie to take home if you like.
So you think this is just a big sweetening festival?
It's
a sweet way to raise money for Relay for Life.
That's a good comment, yeah. Tracy, anything you how many of these have you been involved in?
This will be my second one to be involved with Chocolate Fest, and I really have to give credit to the FCE members in our county in Clay County because let me tell you a little bit about
them. What is FCE?
That's, you know, as an extension agent, everybody knows about 4-H, but FCE is one of those lesser known about clubs in our communities, and there's one in every community. We actually have three or four here in Clay County alone. And the FCE, it's Family and Community Education Club, and it's usually women that are involved in it, but it doesn't have to be. We've got a couple of male members, too, and anybody who's interested can join. We talk about everything from home, health, food, family, money, anything that you're interested in learning more about that would improve your life in any way or your family's or community's lives in any way. That's what we do. And the FCE members in our county, they're the ones that created and started Chocolate Fest. And a lot of the chocolate that you go in and see, those mountains of cookies and candy and fudge and brownies, most of it is made by our FCE members. And they put a lot of work into making that chocolate, and it tastes really good. And doing that part for their community, giving back to Relay for Life and doing that.
What time does the actual chocolate eating start?
9 o'clock. We'll be there at 9 o'clock, and we usually run from 9 to 12. Sometimes we run out of chocolate before we run out of time, but...
I think I've been down there a couple of times, and some of the tables were blank when I got there. They'd already run out of some of the stuff.
Yeah. Everybody's always waiting. By 9 o'clock, there'll be people lined up ready for the chocolate.
If they lined up like they do for the, what is it, the Black Friday sales, where they line up out the door to rush in.
They do.
Okay,
and it's only $5 for a little clamshell, for a clamshell box of chocolate. You can fill that box up for $5. As long as you can close the lid, you put all you can get in there and still close the top.
Well, can you maybe walk around and graze a little bit and put one in, eat it, and then maybe refill again? And
I'm sure that happens. We discourage that, but we can also allow people to make donations of any amount they'd like to make.
Well, right. They could buy a second cup, too.
They could. A lot of people buy it and takes it home with their family members.
Okay, and this is the FCE Relay for Life, one of their major projects.
Yes.
And, of course, we know the Relay for Life is a excellent event to take part in. And I think it culminates down at the park.
I think
they always have a big event down there to culminate, where you guys all get together and find out how much money you've earned and have a walk and all that type thing. And I know that you also have something else you want to talk about a little bit, and that is a flower show coming up.
Yes, we're having the Iris Show. That's an annual event, too. And just hope the weather has not ruined that. They're slow to bloom this year, so I hope we have enough blooms to have a show. It'll be on the same day, on May the 9th, from 9 to 1 o'clock. The flowers will be judged, and there'll be first and second place ribbons given, and we'll pick a best of show. And you need to just bring single blooms in a bottle of water.
And do you remember how many entries you had last year? I know I took some down, and there was a whole bunch of them in there.
I can't remember. I know it was down from some of the previous years.
Well, Mother Nature hadn't been kind to the
Irish
for the last few years.
No, it hasn't for the last few years.
I think some of them, I guess it was last year that some of them bloomed out and they got wilted over.
Yes.
About the time they bloomed out. But
I think we had around 100 this last year, but hopefully the sun will shine and we can have more than that this year.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like we're going to have a good weekend. Maybe there'll be a bunch of them pop out this weekend. And
Iris has come. You know, the iris is our state flower, the purple iris. And I guess at one time that was the only color we had. Now we have every color and color combination you can imagine.
Is there any color that isn't out there now?
I don't think so. I don't think so. The red ones, the really bright red ones, are the hardest ones to find. And they can have some improvement on that, but they are working on that.
Okay. I know that we need to get a whole bunch of people out there. I mean, just about everyone in Clay County has a little iris bed out in the front yard.
That's right. That's right. They do. And even if they didn't plant it, somebody planted it there before them. Like I have some in my yard that my mother planted years ago, and they still bloom.
Well, you know, I know people driving through the county, and I'm guilty of this sometimes. I'll drive along out on some of the back roads, some of the old country roads, and you look over there, and this time of the year, it's a great time to drive, and you look over and you see a bunch of irises blooming out.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll sit there and you think, hey, that's where one of my relatives, they had an old house there.
Right.
And, you know, I wonder if I can find someone that maybe they will give me permission to go over and get a couple of those tubers and bring them home and put them out. And... you know, it brings back great memories when you see the irises blooming out in what we think now are the wild, when actually there was a house and a family that lived behind those irises.
That's right, and that's the good thing about them. They take very little care. You just put them out there and forget them, and they stay forever.
You just about throw those things on top of the ground, and they'll take off and start blooming. Okay, now, let's get off this just for a second. I know you're involved in the quilt show here in the county.
Yes.
I know you do a lot of volunteering, and it seemed like you were honored for something this past year, maybe.
Yes, I was. I was really excited about that. I was the Governor's Star Award. And I went to the ceremony, and it was really nice. And I've gotten letters from all the officials, and I just really appreciate that.
But I know it well-deserved, well-deserved. You know, it's, sometimes we do get, you folks that volunteer all that, you do get paid back, and it's nice when you do, and it's nice when it's a lady such as yourself that receives one of those honors.
Thank you.
Tracy, chime in there for a minute.
Well, one of the things I'd like to say about Dean, you were talking about her volunteer efforts. She's also the president of our FCE County Council, so she keeps all of our FCE clubs sort of, I don't know, she sort of keeps up on what each one is doing, and so that gives her a broad perspective on some of those things, at least FCE-wise, that are going on in the county. She's also volunteers on the Diabetes Coalition that I do a lot of programs with in my job, too, and so she does do a lot to deserve recognition for those volunteer efforts. And there's a lot of people in the county that do. There's a lot of volunteers that I couldn't do my job without.
Okay. Is this, is this the same as the old home demonstration clubs used to be, or is this something different? I know that.
It is. The FCE is what used to be the home demonstration club. And they were, from my understanding, I never knew FCE when it was home demonstration club. I wasn't an agent back then. I've only been an agent for a year. But they were very popular with housewives and homemakers and things like that. But family includes everyone, husbands, wives, children, and even communities too. So I think that's why it came to the broader perspective of Family and Community Education Club. But it's open to everybody, and, you know, if anybody is interested in just sitting in on a meeting and seeing what it's about, contact Dean or come by my office and contact me, and anybody is welcome at any time to visit or to join.
That is great. You know, I remember seeing notices, you know, on the community bulletin board and the papers and stuff over the home demonstration clubs are meeting, and I kept looking a few years ago. They weren't meeting anymore, and then Lord, I had an aha moment. Aha! They changed the name of
right.
it. It's still there. We just
changed. And we have several meetings a month here in the county, so anybody that's interested in seeing it. And it's a great value, isn't it, Dean? I mean, it
yes.
only costs $4 to join for the entire year, and you can be as active locally or regionally or however you want to be, can't you, Dean?
Right.
Well, I think we're about to run out of time. Tracy, if you've got anything special that you've got going on, you can quickly let us know about.
Well, the Chocolate Fest and the Irish Show are the big things on the agenda right now. I'm working on a few other things, but hopefully I can come back another time and tell you about some other things that I've got going on as I progress.
And that is next weekend. Is that correct?
May 9th, next Friday.
All right. Like I said, I'll try and make it down there. And, of course, before we sign off today, I want to remind everyone to get their old cars, their motorcycles, wheelbarrows, anything they can ride down here in. Bring them out on the square Saturday afternoon, and we're going to have a big time here at the Cumberland Run Cruise Inn. And remember, the first 50 participants, we're going to give them a free T-shirt that about 24 or 25 sponsors here in and around Clay County have helped sponsor. And we're looking forward to a great weekend, and we will see you all again next week. But until we do, may the good Lord bless and keep you.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.